Okay, I don't know what happened to everybody. We thank Rabbi Savlovsky for providing the machine. For those who are listening on the disc, it's because Rabbi Savlovsky had a machine handed to him for us to record. Okay, so this week we're in Lein Bezem Parsha Shmo, starting the second book of the Chumash, and towards Vietnam, tonight. Speak another topic within Talmud Torah, we'll talk about that another time. But towards the end of Parsha Shmo, as we know, Moshe Rabbeinu was unsuccessful in his mission, or in the initial stages of his mission to have the Jewish people released, and on the contrary, Paro makes matters worse. And he declares in Perek Hay, Pasuk Tes, Tichbad ha'avodal anashim yasubo v'al yishu b'divrei shoker. Let the work become even heavier or harder upon these men, and let them involve themselves in it, and let them not pay attention, al yishu, either to listen, or you can translate it to look for Yeshua, but yishu, like to listen, like to accept, like it says in Parshas Bereishis, kind, minchaso lo sha'ah, except on the ayin, he didn't listen, didn't accept. So let them not accept, let them not listen to divrei sheker, to false words. But it could also relate to Yeshua. And Rashi discusses that a little bit. Rashi quotes that Pasuk in Parshas Bereishis, like Isha Hashem al Hevel, and so on. Anyway, so that's what the Pasuk says. Paro is going to make the work harder on the people because he thinks that they're complaining and kvetching about leaving because they're not enough to keep them busy, so he's going to make things harder. So the Medrash Rabbah, the Shmos Rabbah, this Pasuk, it's in Parsha Hay, at the end of Simon Chof Peis. There are two different arrangements of the Medrash Rabbah. This is one of them. In this one, it's all the same Parsha, but the division of the Simonim is different. So in this edition, it's Parsha Hay, at the end of Simon Chof Peis. It says, Tichbar ha'avoda al-anashim l'lamed, shahayu b'yodan megillus. This teaches, the Medrash says, that the Jewish people had megillus, they had scrolls. They would study them, they would involve themselves in it from Shabbos to Shabbos. They would read in these Megillahs that eventually HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to redeem them, because they were resting on Shabbos. So Amalem Paro Tichbara, Amalo Paro, Paro said to Moshe Tichbara, or to his work, to his servants, Tichbara Voda Al HaNoshim, the Yasuba, let them have more work. The al yishuv the veshekar, meaning al yehu mishtashin v'al yehu nefeshin v'yom haShabbos. They're reading these works that speak about them being redeemed, that's giving them, you know, sort of a chizuk in terms of redeeming them, so let them not have any days off, let them have any time off, let them work even harder, and not benefit from this, these books. So that's the measure, that some type of megillahs. What is this referring to? Shayu nochin v'Shabbos, the Eitz Yosef comments, k'dela'el parsha alav, shemosha bikesh miparo yom echod, as it says earlier, he refers us to something earlier in Parsha Aleph, Shmos Rabbah Parsha Aleph, and again in this arrangement it is in Parsha Aleph, Simon Lamed Beis. It is based upon a Pasuk earlier in the Sedra, Parak Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph. It says, when Moshe grew up, Vayigdal Moshe, Vayigdal Moshe, Vayetzel Echav, Vayar B'siv Lo Som. He grew up and he went out to see his brethren and he observed their burdens. So the Medrash says, again in Parsha Aleph, towards the end of Siman Lamed Beis in this arrangement, it says, he saw they had no break, no free time, no rest. He says, the guy's got a servant, he works him 24-7, like we say nowadays, he's going to drop dead, he won't be productive. These are your slaves, these are your workers, you're not going to give them some time off. They're not going to survive. Amalach Avalo, so Hashem said to, so Paro said to Moshe, go ahead, Leichwa Senna Kamosha Tomar, do what you're saying, give them a day off. Halach Moshe Tikalim and Shema Shabbos Hanuach, and therefore Moshe arranged that they should have off on Shabbos. The Medrash says the first time the Jewish people were identified specifically with Shabbos is back in Mitzrayim. Moshe had been arranged to have, for them to have Shabbos off. And they were able to convince Paro because then otherwise, you know, if work people so hard, they'll never be able to accomplish anything. That's the Medrash. So the Eitz Yosef, back in our Medrash, says, since they had Shabbos off, what did they do all day on Shabbos? So that's what he says. This Medrash is telling us they would study these booklets, these the Megillahs that they had, these scrolls that they read about Geula and Yeshua. What are in these scrolls exactly? So in the other, I have another edition here, as I noticed, a slightly older edition of the Medrash Rabbah, and you can buy this newer too, I just happen to have an old one. In that arrangement, it's Parsha Hay, Simon Yud Ches, not the Simon Chalfeis. Anyway, one of the commentators in the Medrash, Maharzav, or Zev Wolf, one of the commentators in the Medrash says, what was in these Megillas? It says, first of all, he explains that that's the Pasuk, Lule Sarasa, Shashua, Ozavadati B'Oni, Pasuk and Tillim. In the Kufi Test, it says that if not for the fact that the Torah to occupy my time, I'd drown, I'd be lost because of my affliction, referring to these people. That's the Medrash Tillim. Okay? But anyway, what were in these Megillas? He says, Megillas came called Divrei Sefer Bereishis. Megillas shall Sipure Adam, the Noach, the Hamabul, the Haflaga, the Sipure Avos, the Chonavuos, the Avtachos, Sheis Nabu. He says, these Megillas were in the Jewish people's possession, the first part of the Torah, in effect. It was from Bereishis, the story of Mike the Bereishis, and Adam and Chava and Noah, huh? Yeah, but it was the first part of the Torah, is the point. They had Megillas, and he says, the sober command Amish HaTorah Nikna Megillus Megillus. The Gemara in Gittin has a machlokas. How was the Torah presented? Was it written section by section? Or was it all put together in the 40th year in the Midbar? You know what I mean? We have the Torah, so how is the Torah presented? One thing I always tell the students, when we say that Moshe received the Torah at our scene, it doesn't mean he was given the entire Torah from beginning to end, such that if they wanted to find out what's going to happen tomorrow, they could just roll a few columns and see what's going to be. You know, there'll be a guy, Korach, obviously it wasn't like that. So the question is, how is the Torah presented? So one opinion is it was presented section by section, as an episode happened, that Hashem wanted recorded. As the mitzvah was presented, it's written down Megillus, Megillus, section by section. The other opinion is Megillah Chasuman, Torah Chasuman, it was given, all at one time at the end, it was put together all at the end. But anyway, the Zev Wolf says here that this Medrash Rabbah is, in accordance with the opinion, that it was written section by section, and they had these records, whether it was the exact words of the Torah as we have it today or not, but the stories of the Maaseh Bereishis and the Mabul and everything else, all of this was what they had, and this is what they studied from Shabbos to Shabbos. That's the opinion in this Medrash. I came across a different approach from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, that seems a little more Jewish than the Halacha of our custom. We'll come back to Halacha shortly. A very, very fascinating comment in the Sefer Emes Liakov. He called the Sefer Iyunim B'Mikra, the Talmidim nicknamed it Emes Liakov. So in this Pasuk, our Pasuk, Perek Hei Pasuk Tes, says as follows. He quotes this Medrash, Melamed Shehilim and Megillus, and so on, exactly what we said. And then he says, but Hinei, Lo Matzino B'Shum Makom, Ma Hayu HaMegillus Ha'elu, Uma Olav HaSofan. We never find anywhere Chazal, there's a comment from this comment on the Medrash, but it means in the early sources, what were these Megillus? And furthermore, what became of them? Right? I mean, whatever happened to them? I mean, they must have taken them with them when they came out of the shrine. What are they? Where'd they go? Who wrote them? Where'd they come from? Where'd they go? What are these Megillus exactly? Oh, very good. So that's what he says. All of the Daiti, he says, from Yaakov Kamenetsky, the all of the Daiti Lomar, Behine in the Dayak, but Mizmor Shirley Yom HaShabbos. We have the Mizmor for Yom HaShabbos, right? Mizmor Shirley Yom HaShabbos, Tehillim Tzadi Beis. So isn't it peculiar? Look at Mizmor Shirley Yom HaShabbos. Other than that first sentence, the whole rest of the Mizmor has absolutely nothing to do with Shabbos whatsoever. And you have to be a great darshan to clutch things in to connect to Shabbos. It doesn't mention anything about Shabbos and Menucha and anything about Shabbos. Nira Shalanitza Shom Shum Dover Zechle Yom HaShabbos. The other Abba, the Sof HaMizmar, at the very end, Pasuk Tzayin, Bir Lanu Shatachlis Kavonos HaMizmar Zeh Lahagid Ki Yosra Hashem Tzuri Velav Lasabo. Hashem is straight and upright and so on, and no wrong in him. That's a very nice idea. It's another Shabbos. Ain't come on a Shabbos. Okay, good. So he says like this. Says in the Yaakov, suggests in the Yaakov. The nearest Shemizmar Zeh Haya Echad Mehamegillah Shinishtash Behem Yom HaShabbos Mitzrayim. Why is this Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos? Because this was one of the Megillas, he says, one of the scrolls they had in Mitzrayim that they studied on Shabbos. Behind Achash Paro Hiskil Bakashas Shel Moshe Hitei Mitzray Yom Menucha. After Paro agreed to Moshe's request to make a day of Menucha, Ubachal Moshe Yom HaShabbos, and Moshe selected Shabbos. See there, Moshe, she is asked by himself, he's asked me to say, and Moshe not only just gave him a day off, said, okay, you're off tomorrow, do whatever you want, watch football or whatever. He set up that they should have time to study these Megillas. And then, of course, when he came to Paro to release them, then Paro said, no, we're going to give him work even on Shabbos, they won't be able to. And then he says, Achar Iyah, near release, she became in Shematzinu, Shemizma Shulim on Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu Omro. Guess what? This Mizmor was written by Moshe Rabbeinu. Kamosha Kasav Rashi was written by Baba Basar. I have the Gemara, but we'll save time. It's got Yud Dalam Beis, the Divan Masa Ayyadei Moshe. It says Tfilah Lemoshe. right? That's pretty much clear. It by Moshe, Tzvila, Moshe, Shilakim. That's Mizmor Tzadi. And the Gemara says that there are Yud Aleph Mizmorim, starting from that one, Tzadi, which was written by Moshe Rabbeinu. These 11 Mizmorim that were written by Moshe Rabbeinu. Well, Mizmor Shiyama Shalos is in the middle of that pack, okay? So he said, what, huh?
That's the ones that we say on Sabbath.
We say all those on Sabbath, and Friday night. So anyway, so it says, what are these about? What is it about? He says, Im kein yeshoma de mizmor zaha echem and begiddos hadan beinim shal rosh of a tovel of a tzadik v'ralo. Okay, it's why the righteous, the wicked prosper and the righteous suffer. The Amos ha'om de shayel zu b'chol tokfo, when in Jewish history was that a most pressing concern of people? I mean, when they came out of Mitzrayim, they had the Aron HaKavod, right? I mean, so, you know, it wasn't the Mon. So obviously, then people who did Averos were punished right away, right? They had the Chet of the Ego, so people were punished right away. You had the whatever, the Mishonim, all the people without the Torah. There's no Tzadik or Rala Rosh of Tobo there. Rather, when is it in Mitzrayim? Here, the Jewish people didn't do anything wrong, and they're having such miserable lives. The Egyptians are beating them up, and they're living it up in luxury. Tzadik or Rala Rosh of Tobo, exactly the things they were bothered by. So therefore, you had these Mizmorim, and this Mizmorim, the Shirah Hashem, is telling them not. Right, we have to have a moon even in the nighttime when it's dark. We have to have a moon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Basically, Rabbi Yaakov writes, is, these were brought, don't let them ask this question. Moshe Rabbein himself was misakin this mizmor. And he quotes, etc. And right, your enemies eventually will perish. The wicked will, you know, disappear, you know, like grass. All the wrongdoers will suffer. And so on. There's numerous tzukim, he explains here. Tzadik, katoma yifroch. Right? The tzadik will eventually flourish like the tamar. Right? Kerazon yuske, etc. That's the hagid kesher Hashem tivulav osabo. So this is the thesis of Yaakov. Then he adds something else interesting. He says, so it's an interesting thesis. Mizmor Shleim on Shabbos was written by Moshe, but that's what they studied on Shabbos. That's the Megillah. It's not like the Marzab says that it's the beginning part of the Torah. Because then he has to hold like the opinion in Gemara that says Megillah, Torah, Megillah, Megillah, Nitno. According to Yaakov, no. This was Mizmor Tzilim. Could be what you said also. They had Mizmor from other Rishon, the other traditions. So they had these Mizmor, but he's referring to specifically the Mizmor Shleim on Shabbos. What's it got to do with Shabbos? Nothing to do with our Shabbos today. But it was the Shabbos that they studied. It was Mizmor Shir. What do you mean, Liyom HaShabbos? For them to study as Yom HaShabbos each week to get refreshed by this kapitel that explained about how eventually the wicked people are going to suffer. And it's a very beautiful thesis. And he adds something else. If we say some of the Gam Sefer Eov, you know, according to one opinion, the Gemara Baba Vasa, Eov was written by Moshe Rabbeinu. So the whole thing was a Moshe. There never was a person called Eov. Okay, it was written by Moshe Rabbeinu. Of Pharaoh's, right. There are a few different opinions. Right. Well, one is he's one of the three advisors of Paro, together with Bilam and Yisro. Others say he lived in the time of Megillas Esther, because Pasuk Neil says that he had the most beautiful daughters in the world. The only time we have on record that there was a contest to see the most beautiful girls in the world were Achashverosh's part, you know, his selection of the queen. Anyway, but one opinion is it was written by Moshe Rabbeinu. And what is Sefer Eov all about, if not Tzadik V'Ra'al Rosh Hatovah, right? That's the whole thing. It was written there also. And it's interesting, the footnote here, footnote 47, it says, Rabbeinu Kivin Rizal Divir Baal Sefer Mor Inayim, Rabbeinu Azayim and Adum, one of the Rishonim. He says, it found a much earlier source. Yaakov is Mechavim to an earlier source, who quotes an even earlier source. It says, Chochem Kadmon Bimei Rabbeinu Akdoshim, Motza Kosser Megillah Kadmonis, Ech Moshe Ben Ahoya, Moshe Ben Ahoya, Moshe Ben Molech, Umeim Biyodah, Vesefer Eov, Le'echor Echor Mizikne Yisrael, Besiv Nitzayim. According to this old tradition, very ancient tradition, Moshe Rabbeinu brings Sefer Eov to all the leaders of the Jewish people. L'man yishmu, l'man yilmudu, ki yesh tikva l'chol botech b'Hashem. They all learn and listen that there's hope for those who are zochan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She'acharai yikabel gam tova chesed and so on. So that's what he quotes in the footnote. Yaakov's mechavim for that. I came across that a similar idea is presented, it's quoted in the Gemara, in Bava Basra, that same daf Yud Dalet, in the Hagos of Rav Matisyahu Strashen, that's the son of the Rashash. Rashash is more well-known, of Shmuel Strashen, his Hagos are printed in the back of the Gemara. We also have, right after the Hagos, Chidusha Rashash, in Bava Basra, you have Hagos of Chidusha, Hagon Rav Matisyahu Strashen, his son. So on daf Yud Dalet, over there, it says as follows, on that Gemara, Moshe Kosov Sifro, possibility of Eov, on that Gemara that speaks about Moshe having written the book of Eov, he mentions, Amalei, Umikvar, Bishakvar, I'm sorry. He quotes the same thing. He says, Ayin the Sefer Mem Ayin. I didn't know what that stood for, but according to the footnote here, it says, that's the Ma'orin and Ma'orin Ayin. So there's Ayin and Adumin. The same Chochem Kadmon, Bimei Rabbeinu HaKadosh. There it says Rabbeinu HaKadoshim. So I don't know if it means Rabbeinu HaKadosh, like Rebbe, but whoever it was. Kimotza Kosim Megillah Kadmonis is ancient source. Ex Ramosh Rabbeinu Mahalar Moloch, who made the test of the same quote like we had before. Okay, so that's, he brings the same thing. And then he says, Mamash Rabbi Yaakov said. He says, Umbishikvah Yomer Umarte, once said, that's what it means in Shmos Rabbah, our Medrash Parashahei, al apostle tichbar avodah al anoshim, velamet shir b'dom megillus from Stashim, Mishabbos HaShabbos, etc. And Paro said tichbar, he quotes the whole Medrash, and he quotes the parish of the Marzav, Omnom, that's very nice. But Lefi HaNizko, we said, Karov me'od lomer shaha megillus in Yisefer Eov. More likely is that these megillus were the book of Eov. Ve'ulai ma'asher kosva, yishu b'divei sheker, Alu Mistashim Bikriyas HaMegillos. Manash Rabbi Yaakov says, Rabbi Yaakov has this whole Kiddush about Mizrach Shalom HaShabbos, and he puts Eov at the end, and Rabbi Yostrashin says it about Eov, but that's why Paro didn't want him reading it, because this would give them Chizuk and think that they're going to get out and so on and so forth. So we have, in any case, that's the, I think, the interesting background, what I wanted to really just look at for a little bit, and that is the issue that we have a tradition that on Shabbos is a time for involving themselves in Torah study. That was an old tradition. Yet from Mitzrayim they learned. What did they learn then? They learned things that would give them chizuk in terms of their situation. So, the truth is, Tur Orchaim Bezin. The practice of learning on Shabbos is something which seems to be a very old tradition. It's over there, on the bottom. The Torah in Arachayim Simon Reish Tzadi, Arachayim Simon Reish Tzadi, mentions, I'll say it, Baal Peh refers, he quotes the thing that it's proper to spend time on Shabbos learning. He also mentions a Medrash Tanchum, it's also quoted in the Yalkut Shimoni, at the beginning of Parshas Vayakel, which says, Vayakel Moshe, Moshe made kehilos, kehilos. He gathered the people, and he set up a tradition that people should always have time or make it their business to set aside time to learn on Shabbos. So the Tor writes as follows in Siman Reish Tzadi. It's a short siman. Oh, man. Sorry, it's Aleph. I can never figure out each one has its own arrangement. Sorry. So you're going to... We'll see it later. Sure. Yeah, right. Shana B'Shabbach. So Shana B'Shabbos is Rosh HaTevis. Shana B'Shabbos Tano. Right, but what does Shana mean? Shana means sleeping, it means like learning, like Mishnah, Shana, that type of Sinun. Okay, well, let's see what the Torah has to say. We'll see, it depends who you are. I don't want to spill the beans, but we'll see in a second. I'm going to ruin the whole story. But let's just see quickly, because it's a little late. Reish Tzadi says the Torah, it's a short Sinun. The Chavin Laharbos, the Paris, the Garden Kalam, fine, you should eat lots of food and vegetables, may have brachos. Okay, now. The Acha, here's the good news. In Rogel B'Shena Satsarayim, if you're accustomed to sleeping in the afternoon, Al Yivat Lena, don't be Vatlet. Ki Oneg Ulo, because that's part of Oneg Shabbos. But the Achar Hashena Kovin Medrash. After you sleep, then it's time to learn. Kedisa Medrash, Amr Torah, Nekadosh Baruch Hu. Medrash says, the Torah says, Nekadosh Baruch Hu. Yvonson, Kishichus Yisrael, or Zerat Lakamo, Zerat Sosadeo. Now they're in the Midbar, they have their food and drink provided for them, with plenty of time to sit and learn. When they're moving Territory Soil, this guy's going to have to till his soil, he's going to have to run to his vineyard, this guy's going to go to his field. Rani, Mater Allah, what's going to happen to me, says the Torah? I'm going to pair you up with Shabbos. They're going to be not involved in their work on Shabbos. They can involve themselves with you, the Torah. Therefore, it's proper on Shabbos to have people taught what the dinim are, learn halacha. I'm going to set up a meal in the time of the learning. The Parakashoyach, Amar Rabbah, Hani Tras Milas, and so on. So that's the tour. The Beis Yosef writes on this tour, B'Tanchuma, Vayakel Moshe, Bala Yagad HaOmim, Mitzchilas HaTorah, Batzofa, Ein B'Parshim, V'Kehila B'Rosh, V'Parshim Z'Luvad. The whole entire Torah, you never have the phrase Vayakel. I mean, Moshe must have assembled the people many times. Why suddenly here does it say Vayakel? Lama Kach Omar Kazgol HaMoshe, Rei Ba'asel HaKehilas G'dolos B'Shabbos, Kedei She'yilmudu Kol HaDoros HaBar Ma'achel HaHakel Kehilas B'Chol Shabbos. The Khanis is what they can see us about the Midrashos. But you're setting up now a policy for all time. The Jewish people should always go on Shabbos to assemble in the shul and about the Medrash, Lilma, Behem Torah, Lerabim, to learn Torah. Davarache quotes another approach, same idea though, that people should come on Shabbos, and anyone who does, it's Malin Alechem Kilohim Lachtim Osi Ba'olomi, those who get together in Shabbos on Shabbos and learn, it's like you inaugurated me or anointed me as king and so on. Because the Kain Anovi Yeshaya Omer, the forest, Atem Eidanu Hashem, and so on. So that's the Beis Yosef. The Bach here says, he quotes the Yalkut as well, the beginning of the Yalkut, the same thing. And he says, this is the Umashal of the Acher. He says, that's why the proper thing to do on Shabbos is really Dinin Halachas. Okay, you're supposed to learn Halach on Shabbos, because that's what it says, Lamed Zchukah Lokim. It's not an opportunity, time now to, right, for too much alumnus and topol, that's not the appropriate thing. We're going to come back to that momentarily. And indeed, the Shulchan Aruch paskins this in Shulchan Aruch again in Aruch Chaim soon. Okay, I'll read it from here. Give me the Mishnah Berurah. Very sorry, saying this. I'm sorry. It's rushing. Yeah. Aruch Chaim, no, the Mishnah Berurah is in, it's going to be Chela Gimel, yeah. Chela Gimel. Chela Gimel. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins, you know, it says the same thing. Interestingly, the El Yerabba, I'll skip quickly, but I just want to give some of these Makoros out. The El Yerabba, commenting on this din in the Shulchan Aruch, it was in Reish Sadi. It's first he writes into cotton, bays, okay? See, the Shulchan Aruch says it's okay to sleep, okay? But the El Yerabba writes into cotton bays, Uvavad shal yirba bo yosem yidai. So you've been able to apple the Torah, right? You don't want to sleep too much. You don't have to sleep the whole Shabbos away and not involve yourself in Torah at all. Let's look. Let's take a look in the Shulchan Aruch itself. It's in Reish Sadi. It says, if a person is rugged with Shemus Tzaraim, I have a plenum kionahu lo. Okay, but the Eli Rabbah says, but don't overdo it. Don't sleep too much. And then he writes, Adar Rabbah, Chayav Odem Lechadesh Bechol Shabbos Chidushet Torah. From the Chadash Kedusha Torah on Shabbos, because the Kosovo is Zohar. Right, yeah, that's what it says. Okay? Because, I know, it's true. This is in the Zohar, because it says in the Neshama Yisera goes back after Shabbos, so also on Kosovo, Machkidish Petorah, Kosovo Shalom. What were you Machadish this week? Okay? And, the next, that's Gimel, it mentions, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you know, if you make kahilos, assemble people to learn on Shabbos like you were a mamlech, me, why is that so? So explain them, saying it outside. It's because Baruch Hu, you're my witness, I ten Adai, Nu Hashem. So anyone who shomer Shabbos is made that Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, right? That's what we do, Kiddush, we sin, and so on, the whole idea of Eidus. We are made that Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world. And, but he says, the Iker, Kilo, Libro, Shul, Ame, Oret. The Iker is to teach that people don't know. And that makes more Edom on the scene. Before they don't know anything, you can't do some Shabbos. So all these ideas together demonstrate rather clearly the importance of learning on Shabbos. At Shari Tshuva, and that same Simmons of Cotton Bays, also quotes from the Shalom, and from the El Yerabba, that it's Chayav Odem Lechadesh Kedushat Torah, etc. And he says as well that the quotes from the Chidon, the Machzik Brocha, in the name of the Ari, Shemechadesh B'Torah Ma'atun La'avi Ba'osa Olam. It's good for the memory of the parents. The parents who are already gone, and the Olam Emes, and Tzai Mechadesh on Shabbos, so somehow the Neshama of the parents are elevated thereby, and L'chach Nismach Kibud L'mitzvah Shabbos. That's why honoring parents is connected to Shabbos and so on. It's interesting, listen to this, this you'll like, Alex, maybe. Shari Tshuva concludes by saying, because of the Birka Yosef, Birka Yosef says, again, I have the Birka Yosef, but I'm going to save time by reading it from here. Shakasu Hashem Arish HaYoshem Bezo Sholos Sholos B'Shabbos. The Arizal would sleep 2 or 3 hours on Shabbos. That's a good question. But, it doesn't say, but listen to this. That's the good news, a period after that. But, the Shari Tshuva would stop then and there, we're all happy. But then he goes on and says, Shakasu Nafzik Brocha, Sherabim Mekayim Minag Ari. Indeed, many people follow the Minag Ari in this regard. If only the same people who are makbid for the Arizal's practice on Shabbos would follow his other hanhagos and his other azharos kikodeshem. There's a little bit of a stuck here, and suddenly when it comes to this, look, I gotta follow the minhag Ari. You know, I mean, as far as the Ari's priestess and his tzidkus and his piousness, piety in other areas, we got the message, a little bit of a statement there. Now, it's just interesting, I want to demonstrate quickly that the idea of learning on Shabbos and then Shiurim on Shabbos and having Rabbanim available on Shabbos is something that seems to go back to the days, believe it or not, of the Beis HaMikdash. There's a Tosefta in Sanhedrin, Eric Zion, Halacha Aleph. The Tosefta says, that that people would come to the Beis Din. There was a Beis Medrash actually on Har HaBayis. It speaks about, I'm not going into the whole detail, but it says that there was a Beis that would come on. Where is it? Here it is. They would sit the b'shabbosos the yom tovim loyon uchnasim. They wouldn't go into the regular lishkas hagazis, which is where the Sanhedrin's regular chambers were. Rather, b'shabbosos yom tovim loyon uchnasim el a base hamedrash of the Har HaBayis. There was a base medrash on the Har HaBayis. How do you like that? Nishal asheilim shamu amal heaven in love om dilaminyan and so on. They would answer shilas. People would come to them and so on. So you already have a reference in a Tosefta, okay, in a Mishnaic source, if you will, the idea that in the Beis HaMikdash itself, in the compound of the Har HaBayis, there was a Beis HaMedrash where people used to sit, where the Rashi Sanhedrin, Tamil Chachamim, used to sit on Shabbos and make themselves available to people. Similarly, the Gemara itself in Sanhedrin on Daf Pei Ches and the Beis also brings this idea of people of Yosef that they would sit in the Beis HaMedrash, and Rashi there says, if I can find it, Rashi Bedirasi Yoshin, they would sit, this is Pei Chesman Beis in Sanhedrin, Pei Chesman Beis. It mentions there that they would sit in the Lishkas HaGozis. Rashi writes, Nisha Om Rav Mokom Tzalam Lishka Inanish Oyanirim Kiyoshin Bedina, Lishkas HaGozis Odonim is Zeikar. See, they would sit in Shabbos in a different place so that no one should think that they were involved in Din on Shabbos. So again, it's probably a reference to this same idea. And the Rambam also mentioned, I got the wrong volume, the Rambam, so forget about it, I'll put you up again. The Rambam in Parag Gimel of Hilchos Sanhedrin, Halacha Aleph also seems to speak about this. So many of the Gedolei Achronim and the Gedolei Apostles speak about the significance of learning Shabbos, the Chofetz Chaim, and the Kol Kisei Chofetz Chaim are showing, has an essay called Nidche Yisrael in Parag Lamed Ches, Bo Yivuar Godel Hachiv Shalimad HaTor B'Yom HaShabbos. Okay? And he quotes that medrash that we started with, that the Shabbos complaint, that the Torah complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about, everyone's being too busy. Don't worry, you'll have the Shabbos that people will learn. HaInyan Hu, says the Chofetz Chaim. Mipnei shekol yomos hachol heim trudim v'malachim. This is Sefer Nidche Yisrael, Perek Lamed Ches. He says, HaInyan Hu, mipnei shekol yomos hachol heim trudim v'malachim. All week long, people are busy with their malacha, over scharm in their livelihood. Ein lan penai lasor public tvias. People don't have time to sit on weekday. But if Shabbos ain't clear, Malach of Yechon Lassik Bo Karoy, it brings their riots and so on. Again, it's an interesting little essay, it's a little chapter, a couple of columns. And he said that the proper thing to do is that people go to the shul, to the Baal Shem Medrash on Shabbos, Tzorech, Shetzorech, Adam, Ischazi, Lechol, Kochol, Shalom, Yavar, Olav, Yom HaShabbos, and Yonai, Reik, Elachutz, Misur, Shabbos, Hashem, Abishman, Shetzorech, will be also enough sleep for your health. Okay, and left it open. Yir Lassik Bo Torah Lavoda. Okay? And then it'll count even as if almost you were learning during the week too. The chayin yisroar chayim shemrei tariyav the polim balevatim she'enam oskim the torah mosachol aleim achiv yosel asuk the torah. They have an even greater responsibility to be involved in the Talmud Torah during the course of the Shabbos than even other people do. There is a Gemara in Shabbos as well about kuf tesvav, huh? Yeah, okay. Kuf Tes Vav Beis and Shabbos. The Gemara says, well, it's actually on Mishnah Kol Kisrei. So the Rashi writes, "Adir Maschul Bein She'ein." And the Mishnah Daf Kuf Tes Vav. Kegon Rabbeinu Alevi Amar Afilu Yechidim and Karmel talking about reading Ksuvim on Shabbos. It says, "B'Shabbos Hayu Darshin Drosha LeBalabatim." The Rabbanim would give a drasha for the balabatim. She'oskim v'locha koy mosachol. V'tzoch ha-drasha ha'yu morenem halachas yisir v'heter v'tovel v'shmom likos v'tzuvim. It's better to listen again to the halacha. It sounds like an ikur in terms of learning, certainly, should be in the area of halacha. And the Mishnah Berurah, would I put it to Mishnah Berurah as well? What was Mishnah Berurah? Oh, yeah. The Mishnah Berurah, in that same simon, Reish Sadi, in Sivkot and Vav, says as well that the ikur, it seems that, at least for Balabat, at least for people who don't have the time necessarily to learn so much halacha and dinim during the course of the week, so Mishnah writes, it's a cotton vav. Just a second. I think it's a cotton vav. Yeah. He says, Ha'ikar ye'az l'ranu l'rabim eschuke elokim es tarosav l'horos hilchos Shabbos l'osar v'amutar. Okay, and also, this is the source of the rabbi's sermons, gam l'ham shiklei v'ashom ba'agada ha'madrich nesadim l'yir shamayim. Also, Musa messages to be magically Yerushalayim. Can he say the Alkar? What does it say, Musa? It says, Agada. But the Madrichan is all the way to Shemayim. Same idea. Okay, he quotes that whole medrash about the Kehillos Gedolos, as I said in the beginning of Parsha Yaakov, like Havachayim, which I brought, what?
Like Arachila.
Why?
Gedolos.
Okay. No, no, it's a relative term also. The Kafa Chaim also writes in Oz Pes, it says you want to inspire people to do tshuva, and so pretty much the same general idea. There is a fascinating comment we mentioned before, and I'll move to its conclusion. The Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the Siddur Beis Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the Mosach HaShabbos, which appears after this edition, is after the Zmiris Leoma Shabbos. After the Zmiris of Leoma Shabbos. He says, an astounding comment in Os Ches. This edition is page Kuk Pegimu Beis, page 183. It's printed at the end of the Zmiris. In the Zmiris and the some of the Mishnayos. It says, Lo Yachid Atzmo Belimit HaGemara Ba'omek Shagam Zen Nechshav Chil Shabbos. A person who learns in too much depth, he says, that's considered to be a form of Chilul Shabbos, as they state. That's what the Yaakov Emden says. It's actually based upon a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, I'm going to read it from here because I'm going to save some time because it's a little late. The Gemara says, The Gemara in Shabbos, on Daf Kuf Yud Ches, the Gemara says, Rab Zera, when he saw the Chacham getting together in Chavrusas, he said, don't be Mechal Shabbos. And Rashi on Kuf Yud Testament Day says, what it means is, Mahadar Azuz Rabbana, Kasher Roa Osam Zugo Zugo Smedabim Torah, he saw people being thoughtful too much in Torah, Mechazar Achem Aronim Matusim Nechon, Lechub is Askub Onig Shabbos. Go home and have Onig Shabbos, enjoy the pleasure of Shabbos, you're sitting learning the basement, don't do that. Lo Sechal Lena Levatel Tanugim. They state in Rashi, and therefore Yaakov Emden comes from here to the conclusion that it's perhaps in a certain sense. He's not making it up. I mean, it's the lashon of the Gemara. The Zera said, Lo Sechalalena. Right? It's a form of Chilul Shabbos, he says. However, others disagree with this approach, and the Maxi Brocha, the Chidor, and Sivkot Vav, is Docha this. He says, not what the Gemara means. It means don't only be involved in learning. You should also have Onik Shabbos. Okay, I'll just read quickly until I'm on the strap up. Where is that Rashi? Kufri Paris on the days. Just according to what I have. Wait a moment. Just a moment. Let's see. I'll have to look. Oh, I'll find this.
Yeah.
But anyway, did you call it? It says here Kufri Paris on the days. Oh, here, top Rashi, first Rashi. Okay. Never look at that first one. It was your eyes are guided towards the middle. You always miss the first one. Right, there it is. Kufi Teflon Bay, top Rashi. See that? So the Chidor, well, that up here, I'm sorry. The Chidor here in the Machzik Brocha quotes this, Ra'isi La'arav Yaivitz, the Siduro. I saw the Yaakov Emden in his siddur says that if you learn be'ion on Shabbos Mechal Shabbos, and he brings a raya from this Gemara, he says, Z'im ahadon ha-slicha. With that master, I say, slicha, forgive me, but that's not what the Gemara means. Okay, what it means is that people who are nimnoi melechabed Shabbos, right, he's talking about people who he talks about the order of the day, it doesn't mean, chas v'shalom that a guy who's learning is Mechal Shabbos, but it means you have to have both. And he quotes a Ran. Very interesting. There's a Ran in Ksubas, he quotes. The Ran in Ksubas says, we have a tradition that a Talmud Chacham should have a relation with his wife on Friday night Shabbos, Shabbos to Shabbos. Yet that's not mentioned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah has a whole list of different people, what their ona is, the proper behavior in terms of the relation with their wives. The Gemara there is in Ksubas, the Samach Beis on the Beis. And the Ran quotes, or asks, why doesn't the... why doesn't it mention? So he says because sometimes Klakosvam Perak Afrit is in the Matzik Bracha. The Tam Shal Hiskir Atana Onas Tam Chom Kilchom Ischadis Shalayim B'Talmudam Tzichem Lenadid Shena. I mean, I'm thinking of Chiddush and Torah, and I have to sit and learn. I can be able to go back to their wives that particular Friday night. Okay, they're busy with their work, and that's why they didn't bring Koveya, the owner of the Talmud Chacham. What do you see from there? He You see, the Taka, it was okay for them to learn Be'in, so much so they didn't have to even go back to their wives. So that's why the Chidah feels that the Yaakov Emden is incorrect. What's interesting is there is a Gemara in the Dharm, the Lam and Zion of the Beis. Ravad Yosef has a tshuva about this, and Bia Omer Chelik Beis Simon Yudches. Okay, so right, that's correct. So he quotes Ivan and says the other way about Tzuvin, that Ivan says the Ivan is printed on the page there, you know, in the Dharm. So it's Lam and Zion of the Beis there. It says Tinokos Ain't Korn B'Tchil B'Shabbos Mishum D'V'Shabbat Ochun B'Sholsim. You know, you eat and you drink and you're, you know, so not in the same mood as you are, but I don't want to say that maybe Tinokos are different and so on. So the Chachmi Broch, anyway, disagrees strongly with this of Yaakov Emden, and says it's okay to learn even Be'in on Shabbos. And similarly, the Minchas Elozer, and the Munkasher, and his Tshuvas, Munkasher Chelek Dalad Simon Mem Hey. What's that? Well, you know, he's a big genius, a big Mechadish. He says, "Hine ra'isi b'shut tapikas b'dvash asfardia." Sefer, I'm not familiar with it. He says, "She'oser limud ha'im b'shabbos." Right? He's not quoting Yaakov Emden. He quotes this other sefer. "Bnei shemiyageya esatzma." You tire yourself out. You wear yourself out. You're frustrated. You're harder over a difficult gemara. You just, you know, you don't feel good. "Umaneh me'onik shabbos." Okay. However, he goes on basically to say, and he quotes the Meiri that way. He says that the Yerushalmi says, this goes back to your point, Alex. Vamem ango, we have a din of Onik Shabbos, right? So how do you do Onik Shabbos? Mar Omer B'Sheino, or Mar Omer B'Talmud Torah. One opinion says, sleep, below Pligi, Kan B'Talmud, Kan B'Balabos. It depends what kind of person you are. Who Pirsh B'Ir Abos, right? Shatalmud, I know, listen, he says, Shatalmud Ango, Talmud Torah, Balabos B'Sheino. That's what the Miri says. Okay? However, this Harab Bal Tzikli Zash is the other way. Ani Omer Hetach Advar. Talmud just shown a kol shavua. Guy learns all week, right? Okay, in the kind of Shabbos own exchange, so sichla nila, right? His intelligence won't, you know, his head won't wear, you know, his abilities won't wear down. Okay, right? Shavadish utorch laharbe. He didn't have the shema. Aba balabayish misasek koy masachol isko masamatan. Vader varlo sasek map b'sham talmud Torah and so on. Anyway, it depends upon the situation. Depends on a person. Okay, clearly someone doesn't learn all week long should learn on Shabbos. But anyway, he has a long tshuva about it, but he also disagrees with this, with his decision of Yaakov Emden. You automatically can't learn on Shabbos. Huh?
People don't like
Yaakov Emden. Well, Yaakov Emden was very strident, in his views. He also, correct. His views in general, often. He had a big gong, the Palachon, but he had, you know, I think he had a printing press in his house. So he was able to print whatever he wanted. And, sometimes, you know what they say, right? Not everything that, you know, not everything they think should be said, not everything they say should be written, not everything you write should be published. Okay, now I'm not saying that about this statement. And nevertheless, it's okay, I want them to disagree.
Was that what
they
wanted to do away with Kidyos?
I don't know that. It's possible. I won't say what I'm going to say about that. I know that he felt that the Misha Berach on Shabbos for Cholim was not right, but he said, I can't beat it. I don't know. See, Yaakov Emden was a very fascinating person. I mean, he was a recluse. I mean, he was not, usually in the olden days, you could not, it's not like today, you know, in certain places you want to open a minion, say, I have a basement, you make a minion. You know, in certain kehillas, that was not allowed. There was one kehilla, and everything was under the rug of the kehilla and so on. Yaakov Emden's father was the Chacham Tzvi. So there were three towns together, Altona, Hamburg, and Vanzra, were one kehilla, one big kehilla. So the Chacham Tzvi was the chief rabbi. Yaakov Emden's personality did not allow him to be the chief rabbi after his father, and then his Eibishitz took over. And there was a whole controversy that followed. But Yaakov Emden had special permission to have a minion of 10 people in his house. I think they say he would go years without leaving his house. And he had his son, he had his printing press, and everything was there, you know. He was married. He had traveled early. Emden was at another town, he was earlier, but once he settled in Altona, I think that's the story that he didn't use. He was a little recluse. You know, a great Talmud Chacham. He wrote and he learned, and that's what he did, you know, all day. And then one day somebody showed him a Kameya from the Innocent Eibishitz, you know, an amulet, and then he started that whole tumult. He announced it in his shul, and all 10 people were there. There's 10 people at a special heter, so to speak, from the Kehillah to go daven by him. But anyway, getting back to this topic, we'll finish up. Rav Yosef has this tshuva again, Chelek Arachayim, Chelek Beis, Rabbi Omer Chelek Beis, Chelek Arachayim, Sin Yirches. He quotes from everybody, and his conclusion is that certainly it's okay to learn even Purple on Shabbos, but even the Ian Butt, he says, it's still Ulam. Yoser Nochal Ligor Gam Kain Zman Lamedrus Sifra Agoda. You know, you should do some other things also. And that's the Kain Hayom Minit Rova Tamina Chalom Chalom Akomos. And that was the practice. And that's why you have drushes and people learn that got it to pick up other things along those lines on Shabbos as well. The main thing is, though, that a person should not let the Shabbos go by without learning. And again, there are other sources outside the Chafetz Chaim, the Sarfenes, writes in one of his essays on Parshas Kisiso. This is towards the end, the Tuf Reish Samach Beis, in Parshas Kisiso. He writes at the end, he says, Shabbos is the Yom of the Zechira. Zohar is some of Shabbos Akadsho. So what does that mean, Yom of the Zechira? Less be Shikha. Okay, Shabbos is the day of the Neshama. Shikha, forgetting, that's a physical problem. The Neshama doesn't forget. And therefore he says, a Torah shalom din b'Shabbos ain't b'Shikha. The Torah you learn on Shabbos, you never forget. I don't know if that's true. Test it out. Anyway, again, we have a substantial mukkar in really from ancient times, from the time of the Jews in Mitzrayim. We're beginning now in Parsha Shmos, the whole Shibur in Mitzrayim. It's a difficult period for the Jews. They're going ahead to begin the Shibur, and somehow, as part of the Shibur, they had this one respite. The Moshe Rabbeinu get them, towards the end of Shabbat, obviously Moshe Rabbeinu arrived in the scene, that they learned on Shabbos, they already had the Talmud Torah on Shabbos. So their Talmud Torah focused on his Zvarim of Tehillim, or maybe according to Mahazav, other parts of the Torah, Bereishis, and other aspects of the Torah. So we have much more to learn on Shabbos. It's clear from the Torah, from all of our sources, that it's proper to learn Shabbos, and it's proper there to be some kind of emphasis on Halacha. Perhaps less Iyun, according to the Akramde, and it's an exaggerated statement, and Mechal Shabbos, no, does it really mean Mechal Shabbos? He's quoting that Gemara. Anyway, the other Achronim, the Chesalozer, the Chidah, and Rav Yosef say that it's certainly okay to learn, but Ian Bish also involves himself in other things, and you do have the Arizal to rely on, that it's okay to have extra rest on Shabbos as well. Okay, wish everybody a good Shabbos. We should all make sure to learn on Shabbos.